are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have an awesome guest back on the line this month, Amanda Houle. It was a parent strategist in the local New England area. So to this episode, we're going to talk about all about how moms continue to try and fill from an empty cup. And it's really all about self-care. So Amanda's going to talk from a strategist's perspective of what she does for her clients, advice for parents, and much more. Stay tuned and we'll be with her shortly. All right, everybody, I officially have Amanda on the line. Hi, Amanda. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
So excited to have you on again this month and inform us on all your amazing information for the mamas out there. So tell us a little bit about your whole thought process behind moms who continue to think they can pour from an empty cup even though there's nothing left and they're drained completely.
Well, here's the thing. So moms come to me, and dads too, when they basically are at their wit's end and they are struggling with their children, let it be behavior or morning and afternoon routines, or, and it always comes back to, well, what did you do for yourself today? Like where are you at mentally? And when I see how much like mindfulness, plays a huge role in children acting out, it's like the red flag goes off, because children feed off of their parents' energy. So it always comes down to self-care.
Right. So in terms of like self-care tips, what are some suggestions you always give your clients, even dads, you know, because there are a lot of single dads or even dads when they're watching their kids, if they're divorced, all that kind of stuff. What are some tips that you usually give them?
Well, I think, first off, you know, whether it be meditation, yoga, even just taking like 5 minutes to themselves in the morning, because I feel like that is how they start off their day. And a lot of these families struggle with the morning routine, right? So if they wake up already knowing that they're going to be stressed out and they don't take those 5 minutes, and I know 5 minutes is not a long time, but you'd be surprised how much just sitting 5 minutes in silence could make a huge difference in just the attitude as you start the day.
Right. No, it's so true. I completely agree with that. I mean, of course, too, because it's like before you even begin, like at night, you finally want, even at night, I guess, is good, too, right after the kids go to sleep.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
So do you, so are you like, cause I love meditating too, so I can totally withstand with you on that. But do you find that that is like one of the most important things out of self-care that you recommend that people should get into their routines? Or do you find, I mean, obviously everybody has what works for them, but what is a common thread that you're finding is working for most parents that you work with?
I definitely feel, and a lot of it of course comes through, right, my own self-care experience and what I see in working with some of the families that hire me. Working out, yes, that's definitely a huge piece. Not every single individual enjoys working out or works out. It obviously varies. But the meditation literally can change your life. For me, it has been, I mean, even if I can take a pause, and even that's if I have the time, of course, and again, for the busy parents, even just pulling over, I know it sounds crazy, but pulling over on the side of the road and sitting in your car for like 10 minutes and meditating to silence helps you to literally refresh and recharge your brain. Because anything that you are stressing out about, whether it be your just daily things, and then you're thinking about, you know, the parenting and when you go home and how stressed out you're going to be, you literally are able to release that during meditation.
No, it's so true. One of my questions too was going to be, do you find a common thread? I mean, this is of course pretty much common sense a little bit, but the parents are all about pleasing their kids before themselves constantly, right? So their kids aren't happy, then they're not happy, and it affects their whole day. And like, I was just curious if there's a common, you know, denominator of their day to day where they continue to get overwhelmed and then not allow themselves to have self-care.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I think, especially for my mamas, and I do have a few single dad clients as well, when they don't take care of themselves first, and they will state this, that if they do not, then they already know and are aware that they are not going to be able to give 100% to their children. Mm-hmm. And when their children are already having a rough time, whether it be behaviorally or, you know, depending on the age, obviously hormones or the toddler age and throwing tantrums. It always comes back to, okay, well, like, where are you at in terms of mindfulness? Are you present in the moment?
No,
it is every single client. Yes. They all will say, like, once they start to actually like take a breath, and even in those moments of frustration, also being able to like take a step and walk away too, and not like creating more havoc by responding in those like stressful moments.
No, of course. And of course, you know, if let's say they didn't get an opportunity in the morning or at night to get any free time during the day, and the kids are, you know, going crazy during like whatever it is after school hours, what do you suggest for a parent to do in that situation when they just need a breath of fresh air? Should they just like close themselves in the office? Like what are some tips you have for that when they actually don't have time during the day and they literally just need a second to themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like dancing and music can really serve so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like putting on the TV and putting it to like a music channel. And even just like sitting, like standing there and even just like starting to dance a little bit with your kids to have that, to be able to like release that frustration I'm silly. I'm a big dork. So I always incorporate laughter somehow, because especially when you have chaoticness in your family, you have to be able to have fun too.
Right.
Then your children are able to de-stress, and then you don't have to freak out, you know, all the time when like the smallest things go wrong, right? And you can say to your children, you know what, in those moments, like after school, you know, when things are a bit chaotic and homework time and you know, transitions with dinner and such, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I need 10 minutes, and you can go to your room, you can go sit in the bathroom. I mean, I've had clients, it sounds crazy, but that's just, you know, you do what you have to do. You do what you have to do, especially when it comes to parenting.
No, it's so
you
true.
Have to find, I mean, those few moments of sanity.
But I mean, to even go back when you were talking about dancing and stuff, I notice more and more parents that I know as friends that they now are like incorporating their self-care with their kids, whether that's getting mani-pedis, you know, taking, you know, dance classes with their kids, like doing more interactive stuff. So then it's more like healing to the mind for everybody involved, right?
Yep. Yep. I actually have families that will sit down and make it a part of their daily routine where they implement, even if it's just like 15, 20 minutes doing yoga with their child. And it could be very simple poses. I mean, you don't have to be a pro at yoga to just kind of be, you know, still and present. And sort of just like move your body. And then I also have families that will try and sit even and have that like silence time and do the meditation with their children.
I love that. Getting them started early. That's amazing.
Oh, I think it's such a huge skill for children to learn at a young age, because it really teaches them how to handle their emotions.
Totally.
And be able to communicate effectively. So yeah, when you work with me, those things will absolutely be incorporated into the family's routine, and each and every time families thrive off of that like self-care piece when they're able to incorporate it with their kids, and it's beautiful to see.
No, I'm sure it is. I mean, if it's healing for adults, I can't even imagine prepping as a kid to actually get in tune with your emotions, you know? Like that's incredible. So for our new listeners that are tuning in, what are some suggestions? Like if we were to come to you, right, as a potential client, do you create like a plan for them? Like kind of give us a step-by-step for new listeners if they come to you for a consultation, what that's like.
Sure. Yep. So initially, you know, we get on a call and figure out what you as the parent are struggling with. And from there, when if you decide to work with me, then we set up the either in-home. I also offer virtual services for parents that aren't local, or even just those that may not need the in-home support. And we create an action plan. So we figure out what the behaviors and what the struggles are that you are facing. And we figure out our goals and where we want to see ourselves in 1 to 3 to 6 months of working together. And of course, depending on the needs of the family, that will vary.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, yeah, it's basically support, whether or not, you know, those weekly sessions and then unlimited email support text. I mean, I have a lot of families I try and encourage. Just shoot me a text if you're having a stressful moment and you're feeling frustrated and you don't know what to do in that moment. Shoot me a quick text. Of course, I will try and get back to you as soon as I can. And even just giving my families like one strategy in that moment is like a huge stress reliever.
No, it's awesome. And I mean, even when you and I were out the other night, because everyone, you know, Amanda and I are friends, but like you had a client that was texting you, right? Like right as you were going to dinner, and it was the kid.
Yes.
It wasn't even the parent, right?
Child.
Yes. Yeah. So
my 14-year-old client.
That's amazing. So I want you to share more of that, though. So like even the kids feel comfortable enough to trust you and be able to vent to you about things that they might not want to tell their parents, which is okay. It's like a confidentiality thing, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. 100%. Yeah. And all my parents know that, you know, when their child reaches out to me or anything that they share with me, of course, if it's not life-threatening, I always keep it confidential. So I encourage, and a lot, all my clients, if they're old enough to be able to call me, even for my younger kiddos, 5 or 6, and they say, "Hey, mommy, can I, you know, say hi to Amanda?" They do it. And it, I mean, that one client that called me, well, texted me rather, because she actually, so cute. She told me that if she got on the phone with me, she would be, basically totally lose it, because just probably hearing my voice, I think, would just like completely like force her to melt. And after getting, I know, oh, bless these children. I swear. And, after our conversation, she was like, "I feel so much better. Thank you." Like I really needed to be able to just like talk that through. And, you know, I think, and I hear this a lot too from parents, and especially, and I don't care if they're 13, if they're 5, 8, 18. Sometimes children just don't have, and that's a lot of the reason where, like, my role comes in, too, because I'm creating that family harmony and, like, bridging that gap between the family and, like, the relationships, right? Like, from the kid relationship to the parent relationship, whether or not they're married or if it's a co-parenting situation, and creating those, or like resetting those boundaries so they can go to their parents, because you want your children to be able to come and talk to you like they could to be able to come and share what they're sharing with me, right? Like you want to create that open communication.
Right. No, I think it's amazing. And the fact that you build that trust with them too, you know, can only harmonize the situation better. So I think that's amazing that they all feel like they can trust you. Like you're a family member at this point,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. That's so awesome.
And even with these kids too, I mean, we always talk about the self-care piece. And I think you have to also remember as the parent, you're modeling. So when my clients see, you know, see me walk in with a protein shake or, you know, hear about me having a conversation with mom or dad, and we're talking a little bit about like, you know, maybe I went for a run that morning, or I went to the gym yesterday, and that, you know, I'm so like they're hearing and they're watching. So you're constantly modeling for your children. When you model that self-care, you're instilling that behavior in them, and it's so healthy.
I love it. So inspiring, Amanda. Seriously, it's so awesome.
Thank you.
So the trend of the month is all about self-care. Love it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What does Amanda do? Oh, well, Amanda, can we talk about how you launched your iFund Women campaign?
Yes. So it actually is going incognito. So if you want a opportunity to see the campaign before it goes live, join my mailing list, parentingwithpunch.com.
Awesome. And can you give our audience like sneak peeks on what they can expect? And tell us. Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, I keep saying recently, I feel like, because these last 4 years have been a lot of back and forth between here and Brooklyn, New York, where I lived for close to like 9 years. You know, now that I've really kind of been back in the Boston area for probably like a solid year, my business has really been expanding. I've been getting a lot more visibility, and working with iFund Women really just gives me that next level of exposure to be able to just take my business to new levels. So I'm really excited. And on top of that, they give back to all women entrepreneurs, which for me has been especially huge in gaining that visibility in my business, because I've created so many amazing relationships, you being one of them.
Back at you.
with other female entrepreneurs, and we are such powerful species, and especially for my mom is listening, like, it's so important to develop that self-care routine for yourself. And look, if it's not, you know, working out or going to the gym, I mean, you can do it in smaller forms until you get to a level of maybe incorporating more physical activity into your day. But I can't tell you how much that is so vital to your happiness as a parent, and it falls into your relationship with both your kids and your spouse and your future partner if you're single. So
right. The women, the mothers of the home, I feel like, are especially, well, if they're the dads too, if they're single dads, but the parent in the family is the role model for the kids, like you were talking about. So it's so important that they're together, because when they're together, everyone else is together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And children, when they see that, it's internalizing for them. So that's why having that happy, healthy environment is so important. And it really just comes back to the self-care piece. And, you know, I like to kind of tell my clients, you know, they come to me, of course, like frazzled and frustrated and feeling really stressed out. And I have to explain to them, okay, like if we can get a grip on some of these behaviors and these struggles that you're seeing, you're going to be able to create more free time to incorporate more of the self-care. That's why it's so important to get that support and be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I love it.
Because you hear often, right, that parents or, you know, don't have the time for self-care. And it's like, well, but guess what? If you get support in those areas where you're struggling, then you create more space for the self-care.
Right.
So it really is a give and take thing.
No, it absolutely is. And it's, I think sometimes when parents are in those situations too, it is good to have an objective who's not in the family. And that's where you can come in and really say, well, you know, you should be doing more of this, but you shouldn't be doing, you know, you should be doing less of this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So there's always a need for an Amanda. Always.
Thank you, girl. Thank
no,
you.
Of course. I'm so excited for you. So tell everyone the link for that. Oh, well, they should go to parentingwithapunch.com to subscribe, and then they can find out about your iFund Women campaign, which is awesome. And if they are interested in consultations and stuff like that, they can go to Parenting with a Punch also, right, on the website?
Absolutely. And it's the same handle on Instagram as well. Twitter is Parent with Punch. And, my podcast, I keep forgetting to plug that in.
Oh, hello. Of course you need to plug that.
So that's also Parenting with a Punch, and you can find me on,
iTunes,
Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Amanda. It's been such a pleasure and so inspiring as always to have you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I appreciate
no
it.
Problem. And thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. We are excited to discuss what Amanda has in mind for next month with Parent Strategies. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.